Hi, this is Olivia from Olivia's Looms and Crafts, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to make the Minion bracelet. So what you're going to need is a loom, a crochet hook, a clip, a hot glue gun, some eyes, some googly eyes. We glue clips on the back, it's just easier to use. You can even glue them on the rubber bands if you want. You need yellow rubber bands, 36, and I don't know how many of these, but some dark blue rubber bands. You can use any kind of blue, but you have to have yellow or purple for a purple minion. First, I'm going to take two rubber bands, and I'm going to put them right here. This is a double, triple, single, so it's going to be double the rubber bands, but a triple, single. So I'm just going to fix this rubber band. You don't want them twisted, because when it comes off of the bracelet, it's going to look twisted. Also, it's harder to loom. Then you take two more yellow rubber bands, and you go up, making sure they're in nice order, and you push them down. Now we're going to go five up here, so it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So then you go take two more, you put it here, push them down. Then you take two more and take them here. You want to make sure they're not twisted, push them down. And then the last two pairs of here, go here. Now I'm just going to do this side, five, just like we did. I'm going to skip the middle for now. And we're going to go. Okay. So now that we did five on the sides, we're going to do eight up the middle, or seven. Between them, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to do seven. So you just do the same thing, except you do seven. Okay. Okay, and our last one. Seven. I have some extras, so I think it would be 34 rubber bands, so yeah. Now you're going to do the rest in blue. Just the same thing, double the rubber bands. Okay, I'm going to fast forward now. And the last one for this row. Here. Just a tip, even if you want to separate them a little on your loom, that's fine, just to make sure they're not in order, but I'm just going to keep them together. Just separating them helps. Oh. And then the middle row. Okay, I'll fast forward from here. Okay, now I'm done placing the rubber bands. Okay, now I'm going to be placing the bands that hold it together. So I'm going to take a yellow rubber band. What? And I am going to skip these three and go to here. Just with a single rubber band, push them down. Then take a next yellow rubber band and go here. Then you should go here. then here. Now, as soon as the blue begins, I choose to put the blues, just because it won't really show up. You won't really notice it. So then you put a blue, and then the rest of the way down, you do a blue. You should have, well, four here, apparently. I made a mistake there. Say six. And the last one you do want to do, so there. Doesn't matter if these under ones are twisted because you won't really see them. Now we're done placing our rubber bands. Next, let's turn our loom around. I'm just going to fix this one and turn it around. Now we're going to take...
arrow.
Now the arrow should be facing towards you. And we're going to take our hook and go in here and grab this one and loop it forward. Push down. Then you take this middle one. It might seem a little loose, but once you loop it forward, it won't. So then you take this one and go forward. There you go. I just like to do them all at once, so as soon as you finish this row, you can just go on to this row. So then you go in here, grab those two, and loop them forward. Go back in here, grab those ones, and loop them forward. One here, grab them, and loop them forward. I'll do this with you two more times, and then I'll fast forward. There. Then there. Okay, now I'm going to fast forward from here. And then we're done with looping these. So let's do the next part. You're gonna take your hook and go in here and grab these two or four rubber bands and loop them here, then push them down. Okay, then you're gonna take your hook, do the same thing with this side, and loop it to the middle here. Now we're ready to take it off. I'm going to take a yellow rubber band. First, I'm going to stick my hook through and come out. I'm going to put it on, hold my loom, and come back through. You should only come back with one rubber band, and then loop it onto there, like that. Then you pull it off the loom. It's a little tough right here. Ooh. And then the rest of the way, it should be a little easier. Pull it off there, and I'm just gonna cap it here. Like that. Just pull a rubber band through one another. And then that's what it should look like. All this extra rubber band does, it could look like it has the two straps, or it can be a tie. It doesn't really matter, but yeah. That's your minion. Now it's time to do the eyes. So what we did is we took two C-clips and we glued them onto some googly eyes. These googly eyes I think are normal size ones. I don't know. They might be a little smaller. But we just use hot glue, no fancy glue. School glue won't work. It will make them fall off and it takes a long time to dry. This takes about 30 seconds or so to dry, so just use this. Okay, so you're gonna take your googly eye. It doesn't matter which way you hold it because the little thing will just go with it. So what you're gonna do is you're going to put it on and try to grab as many rubber bands as you could. I'm gonna have my dad do this. We put the eyes on this way because it holds really well, and you can barely see the clip in the back because it will be on your wrist like this against your wrist. So, yeah. And they lay nicely. They don't pop out. That's why we say get as much rubber bands as we could. And they shake because they're goofy eyes. So let's do the next part. For the next step, we're going to need our loom again. And we're going to do this. So as you can see, again, the head is yellow and the body is blue. So I have extra blues and extra yellows. So where you're going to see the head will be first. So even though you're putting on this, you want to put on some yellow down here, like maybe 3 or 4, and then, well, since my wrist is 5, I'm going to do 3 yellows, 1, 2, 3, and then 2 blues. So let's get started on the extension. Here, and then 2 blues. Now you're going to take your first wrapper band, and you're going to go here. Then you're going to take your next rubber band and go here, just like a single bracelet, and 3, and then 1, 2. Hopefully this will work. Then you take this rubber band. Actually, I'm only going to do 1 blue because this is a full rubber band right here. And I put it on here. Then you need your hook. I'm just going to stick this back on my hook. I'm not going to undo it because I don't want it unsnapping. So, yeah. Then you're going to go in here and grab this and put it up forward. You can turn your loom around if you want, but you can just leave it. And then you take that and loop it forward. Sort of just like doing the triple single. So it's just a single bracelet. Then you pull. The bracelet, it looks like it's gonna snap, but it won't because these are strong rubber bands, so they won't snap. Then you're gonna go in here and take these 2 rubber bands and loop them like that. Next, you take this clip and hook it on to both of them, and then you pull it off. Okay, just gonna slide this off, clip it to here. Ooh. I almost had it. There we go. And then here's your completed minion bracelet. Looking that way, he's looking that way. He's looking that way, he's looking up, he's looking down. He's looking sideways, he's looking that way. And then you put it on, and you have your finished minion bracelet. And I hope this tutorial helped you. Subscribe, come back in a few days, and I'll have another video posted. So, bye!